And early in my work, I was taken by the mound ceremonial circle in Indiana, not very far from here, just probably 100 miles. And I thought, that is just what is necessary so that we put those two things. Yeah, one about nature, and the contrast between that, and it also served a lot of other purposes, in that I don't like automobiles. I don't like to see them. I don't like to walk by them. And so I wanted a private space that of the automobile, and that in the viewers, as we have a plan within this park, are seeing just the opposite of what's behind us now, because that's a street sculpture for automobiles,
right,
and for pedestrians. But within this space, it's private and quiet, almost like a monastic garden. It becomes a contemplative space, so that the workers from the city hall and from the county courthouse, the federal courthouse, and from the buildings around can come over here and get a little peace and rest and recreation. I just had a really nice compliment as I arrived in town last night. I had stopped to get a bite to eat, and the server said, "I like your park," and that was the first compliment of the park.
Right.
Because it's the sculpture that just went in.
Right.
And she didn't say the sculpture, she said the park.
Whole thing.
Because there's two sculptures. And she saw the whole thing and then added, "I live nearby and I use that park. I walk through it."
Right. I see people who aren't city employees come in here, you know, for reflection or just to walk through. I mean, people take sort of a shortcut, and I think they like to stop by and see this.